Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is the Bible reading for December 6th. 2 John chapter 1, 1 through 13. The Elder. To the elect lady and her children, whom I love in truth. And not only I, but also all those who have known the truth, because of the truth which abides in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with you from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoiced greatly that I have found some of your children walking in truth as we received commandment from the Father. And now I plead with you, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment to you, but that which we have had from the beginning, that we love one another. This is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment, that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. For many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that we do not lose those things we worked for, but that we may receive a full reward. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house, nor greet him, for he who greets him shares in his evil deeds. Having many things to write to you, I did not wish to do so with paper and ink, but I hope to come to you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. The children of your elect sister greet you. Amen. Psalm 125, 1 through 5, A Song of Ascents. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people. From this time forth and forever, for the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous reach out their hands to iniquity. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to those who are upright in their hearts. As for such as turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them away with the workers of iniquity. Peace be upon Israel. Proverbs 29:9-11. If a wise man contends with a foolish man, whether the fool rages or laughs, there is no peace. The bloodthirsty hate the blameless, but the upright seek his well-being. A fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds them back. And that's the reading for December the 6th. Heavenly Father, as we pause in these moments of time to call upon you, Lord, we have seen that both the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom of Israel became so wicked because they turned to those things that are far from you. And we see around us, Lord, the same type of wickedness. Oh, it breaks our heart, Lord. Might our heart be crushed as we see the wickedness in this world. And Lord, not only the wickedness around us, but Lord, we want to confess our own sins, Lord. Those things that we find in our own heart that are not right with you, Lord, we confess them. We want to have that right relationship with you. Lord, if there's anything that you are unsatisfied with, I pray that you'd bring it to our remembrance so that we might be able to confess that and have that right relationship with you once again. Might we love one another as we love you. And Lord, let's have that peace that passes all understanding. We pray that you'd guide us and direct us, and we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear heart. This is Pastor Cecil.